That brings us to the third place value in this fourth subject of principle, that of principle as soul. And the epitome that I have coined at that place value by allowing the reign of the one absolute principle. Therefore, I have to ask myself, what is the nature of my universe, and how has it defined itself to me? Has it been through corporeal sense or spiritual sense? Has it been identified as terrestrial or celestial, full of fragments, or a cohesive whole? What are its characteristics, and how are they symbolized? You may really have to ask deeply to get the answers to those questions. What are the real characteristics of the universe, and how are they symbolized? Does it allow itself to segregate into separate parts, separate bodies, each the ruler of its own domain? Or does it have a coordinating, synergizing principle which reigns supreme and never permits fragmentation or private rule? You can look at this on any level, on any dimension, and the questions remain the same. Am I in a fragmented universe or a universe that operates as a cohesive whole? Is there a governing principle that is governing the universe and synergizing it as a whole? Or is it a fragmented universe of independent bodies, each regulating its own being, its own system? Do you have, even in a material universe, it would be like having private suns with their own private systems? Or is there a great governing principle that is in actuality incorporating all of that and regulating and synergizing all of that? One has to really ask how one is sensing one's universe. Therefore, I at least would have to pray not to be deceived by the physical senses, not to be deceived by the testimony of my own limited sense perception, but to grok the universe as it really is. And I realize that I have to change my standpoint in order to do this. I have to cease having myself as the central star around which everything revolves, and shift into a more accurate position. Don't we, if we're honest, really feel that everything in our universe revolves around our being? Even if we say to ourselves, well, consciousness determines experience, so therefore everything that I'm doing determines my universe, so therefore, again, even though there's a spiritual accurate statement there, but taken independently of the whole, it becomes inaccurate. Because there again, you have yourself as the central star around which everything else revolves, that you control your own universe. And in order to shift to this more accurate position, I realize that I have to relinquish the reign of my own private ego, my own personal ego, that which keeps me from experiencing the reign, therefore, of the one divine ego, the one divine principle. That's really the only person, the only ego that there is. That principle really determines my placement within its universe and my relationship to all of the factors and facets of that universe. And you know, I have to have a deep prayer in here because I really don't wish to condemn myself to a universe of bits and pieces, of separate parts, unable to pull themselves together no matter how hard they try. So therefore, I have to pray to rediscover the impersonal celestial universe of my origin. It's a deep prayer. But if I pray deeply enough, and if I connect deeply enough, I will feel the impact of the law that's at work there. That wonderful principle being the soul of its own principle. That wonderful principle impelling forth the true identity of its own being. The true infinite body, if you will, of its own being. And then I would really have to say with that divine impulsion, all right, let that principle, let that one absolute principle forever reign supreme in its universe. And may it keep its universe intact, free of distortion, free of the fissures that could cause its facets to falsely sense themselves cut off. Isn't that really what's happening? In essence, don't we really feel that there's been a fissure somewhere, that there's a separation between that principle and that which we are? And therefore, in some way, at some deep level, we still are feeling ourselves cut off from the reign of that principle. But principle isn't going to allow it. It is a governing principle, and it does reign supreme, and we are very fortunate because it isn't going to allow it. It isn't going to allow us to be fragmented from it because it doesn't, remember we said before, it doesn't allow for fragmentation within itself. It is a cohesive whole. So therefore, that principle as soul in this instance is going to bring forth the true identity of its universe. It is going to reign supreme in its universe, and there's nothing I can do about it. Ultimately, it's going to get the best of my private ego. It's going to get the best of my desire to run my own show. And it will humble me to the point where it is able to rule the universe of my being. Because it insists on keeping its universe intact. It insists on keeping its universe free of distortion. It insists on making its universe into a cohesive universe. And connect everything. And it wants that connection to be so secure that the divine nature of its being is made manifest in the all of its universe, in every microcosmic facet of it. How to make this clearer? It's that position that we took before, where we're not only aligned, but we're locking in. And when we've really, I mean, this way, now we're in principle of soul, right? We're really getting in there. almost totally locked in. No spaces in there, no fissures, no distortions to enable it to regulate its own universe. But there's something else that's happening in there that this silly little gesture of mine doesn't really show. It's the ability of that one infinite principle, which is the macrocosm of its own being, to microcosm itself, to microstructure itself. So it is governing the properties of those microstructures. It is identifying the microstructure and governing the property of that microstructure. If I'm ruling my own universe, then I inadvertently give myself other properties, other characteristics, characteristics that are different from the universe of principles creating. I know that it can do what we need it to do. It can connect. It can eradicate those fissures, despite the false appearances, the false transmissions that seem to present a distorted picture of the universe. I know that there's an intrinsic structure that exists in the universe that cannot be broken, cannot be divided into unrelated or partially related pieces. And I know that there's a divine root at the base of all creation, a loving principle that predetermines the character of its universe and allows for no discrepancy. And I know that it did not create a universe of separate physical or astral bodies, of separate souls, each striving to control its own destiny, competing with each other for placement in a personal hierarchy. And I trust that I can break the sensory spell that would condemn me to such a universe. Because deep within, I will find the divinity of the one selfhood of God, the one soul of principle, the one identity of the infinite supreme being, the identity of an impersonal principle that has structured a universe after its own kind. Not after personal structures, but after its own kind. No anthropomorphic deity will I find there. No creator of a personal, fragmented, terrestrial universe. The seeming divisiveness that I've sensed will have faded away, and all private rule will have ceased. With that, you just get the last hurrah of the dying swan. You know, it's just, you can feel it, you know, it finally made it totally in together. And you can feel this wonderful trip. Everything up until this point has been for that purpose. Whether we were quieting the mind, quieting the heart, quieting the sense mechanism, or whether we start right in here with principle as mind, principle as spirit, principle as soul, bringing the perceptions of the universe clear, bringing the reality of the universe clear, bringing the sensing of that universe to be clear, whether it's a corporeal universe, right, or a spiritual universe. It's all becoming so clear that I cannot perceive an incorrect universe. I cannot feel myself to be living in an incorrect universe. I cannot sense myself involved in an incorrect universe. At this point, it really has me locked in. It's incredible. Now we can all breathe a great sigh of relief. We have made it to this point, the last point maybe being the hardest one to get over, that there in no way, manner, shape, or form can a private body rule, but that the divine infinite principle, which determines the character of its own structure, rules the character of that structure. And if it rules the character of the macrocosm, it rules the character of the microcosm. Therefore, it rules the character of my being. And it does, once I'm absolutely locked in place. Which brings us to the fourth position, that of principle as principle. And for that, we have the admonition or the epitome there, which states, by upholding the integrity of the divine system. It's wonderful. You see, now we're all locked in and it says stay there. We have to uphold the integrity of that system, not let it lose any facet of itself in operation. Because isn't that the belief? That the minute it starts to operate and starts to move, you know, we're going to be flung out again into the astral universe to regulate our own being again. And so the question there is absolutely logical. Am I willing to place myself under the control of the Supreme Being? To yield to the regulatory agency of its principle? Will I let it govern? Absolutely. Without reservation, totally relinquishing personal responsibility to its divine authority. What else could I ask there? It's just totally logical. Or are the paper dragons still sitting at my gates, urging me to resist? Do they come in the form of lesser principles, more personal or theoretical authorities, which, if obeyed, cause me to fall out of line with the integrity of that principle, with the integrity of its divine system? Will they, these other so-called principles, keep me from responding to the centering force that principle exerts on its universe? Lure me into submission to their personal goals? What will govern? That's the issue here, right? What will govern? What will hold me in a position of its choosing? If it is ultimately to be the divine principle, why should I wait? Why should I not make the dimensional shifts that are necessary, transit from line, plane, and space to the fourth dimension, there to be irrevocably controlled by the omnipotent principle of the universe? So therefore, the only logical thing then is to pray to free ourselves from any false control, to yield to the superior regulation of an omniscient principle. I want to do this, for I'm tired of regulating my own universe. I want to yield to the absolute government of this superior principle, to lock into its center, never more to attempt to operate on my own. Wouldn't it be nice to just be finished with that once and for all? I want to spin on its axis and exemplify its divine circuitry within every facet of my being. I wish not to be deluded by lesser principles, adhering to their values by mistake, but confront each at its gate, withdrawing my seeming allegiance to its laws, orders, and rules. My willingness to let it direct and control my functions and responses. In other words, I long to rediscover my divine coordinate. We're really in the space age, aren't we? We need to totally rediscover our divine coordinate so that we can be irrevocably ruled and governed and regulated by an omniscient principle. And so I have to say, let that one absolute principle establish its celestial government within me, and let it forever center me as it centers all the factors of its being, determining the divine coordinates of my structure and the modes by which I shall operate. May it regulate the accuracy of my responses as it regulates the responses of its entire universe, thereby maintaining the efficiency of its operations, the very integrity of its system. I have to trust that it's doing this, that because it is self-regulatory, it is automatically directing and governing every factor of its universe. Therefore, no part of that universe, including that which I am, could function independently of its principle, nor should it wish to. That principle promotes a sound universe and permits no anarchy. I think we have to rest in that and trust that that's so, as we see a universe that's full of rebellion, that appears to be disjointed and fragmented in every way. We have to trust that there is an infinite principle at work in its own universe, and that it is governing it and it is regulating it so well that nothing can happen to that universe. Now, mind you, we've already gone beyond the false perceptions of universe, so we are not talking about a physical, mental universe. We're not talking about a material universe or a corporeal universe. But definitely there is an omniscient principle that is controlling its universe, but really that's the only universe that there is, despite the false perceptions. That principle allows no divisions, no fragmentation as it organizes and operates the factors of its being, but truly maintains the incorruptibility of its divine system. It really doesn't give me a choice, but demands my eternal cooperation. It rides at the helm of my ship, charting my course and steering my responses. Upon it alone must I depend. Only its orders should I obey. No false principles must lure me into submission. No other authority command my obedience. I do recognize how tricky and difficult in this dimension that may appear. But no other authority must command my obedience. And if it appears that another authority is commanding my obedience, be it person, place, thing, organization, government, then I must seek with all my heart to get so locked in to the one infinite impersonal principle that that principle alone can govern and regulate the microstructure, the microcosm of my being. And if I'm in there deeply enough, it will dissolve the seeming control of the false principles, the false organizations, the limited governments. For the one divine principle that regulates the macrocosm of its creating, regulates the microcosm as well. It alone is in control and has never given permission for its facets to cut themselves off from its benevolent government. It therefore holds absolute dictatorial control over my placement in its universe, over my relationships with other factors, and my interrelationship with itself. In this way, it synergizes and harmonizes me with every other factor of its universe, and creates within me a deep instinct to yield to its forceful direction. We are really supremely blessed, and the recognition of that self-regulatory agency, of that principle, enables us to stay centered within that principle, enables us to be regulated by that principle, therefore to be synergized with every other factor of the universe, and in so being, it can only create harmony in our experience. It can only create harmony in our universe. And that is going on, despite the inharmony that we seem to see around us, that we seem to perceive or feel or sense. Which brings us to the fifth position, that which is stamped by the imprint of principle as life. That which tells us that we must exemplify the method of its divine cybernetics. See, first it wanted to uphold the integrity of its system, and then once it's got that system stabilized, right, it wants you to move with or go the way of its system. Its self-regulating system, its input process, output feedback system. It wants you to exemplify the method of its divine cybernetics. And in order to do this, and to stay in there, I have to ask, is the microcosm of my being fully energized? Can it function with ease in the celestial universe? Right? We've got ourselves locked in, and that system is moving us. Can we move with ease in its universe? Are we going to follow that direction easily? Carrying out the requirements of its systematic procedures? Or does it seem to lack the necessary endurance? As I'm impelled into action, does it come easily and naturally, or with degrees of struggle? Am I spontaneously performing these tasks as an individual but connected facet of this heavenly universe? Or do I seem to feel that I have to perform them on my own? Muster my own energy. Labor alone. Have I allowed myself to flow with the cybernetic circuitry of the universe, instinctively altering position when necessary? That's just like the example that I've been physically doing here, right? Got my two hands locked together and I'm floating them around, okay? Have I locked in well enough to let it guide the flow? You know, as its system is operating, am I letting it control, or have I got resistance going? You can see, if you even lock your two hands in together, if one of them is resisting the other, you're not going to follow the flow as well. So I've got to let it energize me, to let it do the pushing, to let it do the leading, to let it run me on its cybernetic circuit. Or do I still seem to resist its error-correcting capabilities? Do I seem to bog down, partially responding to seeming astral forces and tribal morality? Or have I dissolved those symbolic paper dragons and moved through the 12 gates, forever to dwell in the celestial city, forever to walk its four equal sides, sustained by the almighty regenerating principle of my being? Am I going to let the life force of that principle energize my activity? Am I going to let it run my system? It's such a deep issue, and we know we haven't really even gotten close, but the issue is there nonetheless. And at least if we can get in touch with it perceptually today, then there's a chance that we can let the reality of it permeate our beings. And then there's a chance that we can identify with it to such a degree that that energy of the divine system will truly energize the microstructure or the microsystem of my being. With all my heart, I desire to rise above the seeming astral and tribal forces, to be governed so absolutely by the divine force that I'm free to experience the full vigor of its system as it carries me from task to task, position to position, as it carries me along the cybernetic route of its heavenly city. I wish to be so open to this spiritual force that it can flood me with its energy, enabling me to fulfill the requirements of my unique position. When you come out from principle and you follow its logic, it is so supremely simple that it seems really ludicrous to do anything else. If there is a central governing principle in the universe, and it is regulating its universe, it is regulating the macrocosm and the microcosm, therefore it is regulating every facet of its universe, therefore it is regulating what appears to be the microcosm or the microstructure of my individual universe. Therefore, if it is regulating it, it is going to give it the energy to operate. It is going to give it the way, the method of enabling it to be sustained in its cybernetic loop, in its cybernetic system. It is going to allow it to operate through the input process output feedback system to the point where it remains an error preventative microstructure. You know, in other words, the microstructure of my being has such a self-regulating microsystem that it is error preventative. It does not allow me to fissure. It doesn't allow me to get thrown out of the system. It doesn't allow me to become a false microstructure or a false microsystem. It doesn't allow me really to de-energize to the point where I don't seem to be regulated under its control. It should be very comforting. I have here, may the life force that exists within the principle of the universe be felt and experienced throughout every fiber of my being. And may it be experienced so fully that it carries me beyond the symbolic gates into the foreseen dwelling place of my once obscured remembrance. And once therein, let it forever generate within me the energy of its eternal system, nevermore allowing me to be deprived of the self-renewing capability of the eternal structure of my being. Isn't that really what we all are seeking? To have that microstructure of our being be so regulated, so energized by the divine that it isn't possible for us to fall into error. It isn't possible for us to even fall to the dimension of Christian Science where there has to be a correction of an error, where it is error preventing, self-regulating, self-error preventing, where I am operating as a self-regulating system, not independently of the whole, but absolutely controlled by the one self-governing principle. I know that the divine principle is doing this because it can't help but express the life force of its own system, the ever-operative capability of its macro-micro universe. It's energizing everything. It is energizing its entire system. It's putting it into operation. It's doing it for the macro, it's doing it for the micro, therefore it's doing it for me, whether I'm aware of it or not. It is doing it, whether I'm responding to it or not. It is doing it. As it never ceases to function, to exist, how then can I? My so-called individual or private microstructure cannot cease to exist because the divine principle of the universe is life. It therefore maintains all the microstructures of its being. It contains, therefore, the macrostructure. Therefore, it never could allow any facet of its being not to exist. Therefore, there isn't an instant when that which I am will cease to exist, when the structure of my being will disintegrate or fissure or fall apart or distort to the point of oblivion. It's not going to happen. Because that one principle of the universe is forever giving life unto its own structure, its own system. And it doesn't go to sleep on the job, and it doesn't slow down a bit, therefore I can't either. Not because it admonishes me not to, but just because it's not possible. Because it is really regulating me. If it doesn't slow down, I can't slow down. If it doesn't give up, I can't give up. If it doesn't go to sleep, I can't go to sleep. I am not a microsystem operating within in concordance with, I should say, am I not a microsystem operating within and in concordance with the eternal macrosystem of the universe? Are not its procedures my own, its cybernetics natural to me? As a working, contributing facet of its universe, it gives me the inalienable right to be sustained in performance, to be refreshed and invigorated as I play my part in its heavenly production. Therefore, fatigue cannot plague me as I go about my daily activities. If that divine principle is regulating the activities of my system, of my being, and it is energizing them, I cannot be de-energized to the point of fatigue. If I am following directions correctly and am doing what it has bid me to do, I will not get tired unless Maria creeps in there and her false perceptions creep in there. And I'm not saying that isn't easy, but by the same token, once we do get in touch with it and once we are involved in it, it gives us the life and the energy. For that divine principle really is the source of energy behind the workings of its eternal system. Therefore, it is the source of the energy of the workings of my microsystem. It alone maintains the operations of its universe, be they experienced in the macro or the micro, of its own being. And it's clear that I'm not outside of that. You're not outside of that. All that we are is within that system. Therefore, it must be that it is forever sustaining my true life's work, giving unto me all that is needed to fulfill my special assignments in its universe. Isn't that wonderful to know? I can't determine what my life's work is going to be, though, remember. Principle alone is at work in its universe, so principle is determining the workings of the macrosystem and the microsystem, so therefore principle is determining my life's work. If I think that I'm determining it, it will come to nothing, ultimately. But if I let it determine it, then it will be sustained by the life force of that principle. It will give me everything that's needed in order to fulfill my special assignments in its universe. Everything in my being has got to be open to this divine force. Intrinsically, there really isn't any resistance in me or in any other facet of the universe. So therefore, every facet of the universe, including that which I am, can experience all movement without restriction, executing the divine demands with equanimity. We've got everything it takes. Everything.